is good. Redeeming the Time Brothers podcast by Gene Kissinger and Norman Kissinger, two brothers who spent their lives in ministry and raising large families. Our desire is to provide a digital place for those who long belong. And as always, we want to leave a night light on for you. That night light is out of the book of Psalms, chapter 100 and verse 5. It says, "For the Lord is good, his mercy endureth. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations." If God is good, then how did we get evil? Why would a good God create evil? And the truth is, he didn't create evil. And that's illustrated by an exchange between a student and a professor. It says this: the professor at a university asked his students the following question. "Everything that exists was created by God?" One student bravely answered, "Yes, created by God." "Did God create everything?" The professor asked. "Yes, sir," replied the student. The professor asked, "If God created everything, then God created evil, since it exists, and according to the principle that our deeds define ourselves, then God is evil." The student became silent after hearing the answer. The professor was very pleased with himself and boasted to his students for proving once again that faith in God is a myth. Another student raised his hand and said, "Can I ask a question, Professor?" "Of course," replied the professor. The student got up and asked, "Professor, is cold a thing?" "What kind of question? Of course it exists. Have you ever been cold?" Students laughed at the young man's question. The young man answered, "Actually, sir, cold doesn't exist. According to the laws of physics, what we consider cold is actually the absence of heat. A person or object can be studied on whether it has or transmits energy. Absolute 0 degrees Fahrenheit is a complete absence of heat. All matter becomes inert, unable to react at this temperature. Cold does not exist. We create this word to describe what we feel in the absence of heat." The student continued, "Professor, does darkness exist?" "Of course it does." "You're wrong again, sir. Darkness does not exist. Darkness is actually the absence of light. We can study light, but not the darkness. We can use Newton's prism to spread white light across multiple colors, explore the different wavelengths of each color. You can't measure darkness. A simple ray of light can break into a world of darkness and illuminate it. How can you tell how dark a certain space is? You measure how much light is present. Isn't it so? Darkness is a term man uses to describe the absence of light." In the end, the young man asked the professor, "Sir, does evil exist?" This time the professor was uncertain, but he answered, "Of course. As I said before, we see it every day. Cruelty, numerous crimes, violence throughout the world. These examples are nothing but a manifestation of evil." In this, the student answered, "Evil does not exist, sir, or at least if it does exist, evil is simply the absence of God. It is like darkness and cold, a man-made word to describe the absence of God. God did not create evil. Evil is not faith or love, which exists as light and warmth. Evil is the result of the absence of divine love in the human heart. It is the kind of cold that comes when there is no heat, the kind of darkness that comes when there is no light." They say the student's name is Albert Einstein. I have no idea, but what I do know is his articulation of this is perfect. Let's pray. Mighty Father God, I thank you that we have you and that we don't have to experience the absence of God. Thank you that we can invite you to have your will executed in our hearts like it is in heaven. Help us, God, to continue to be light and salt to this dark, decaying world around us where they've tried to push you out. Help us, God, to serve as your emissaries in this cold and dark world. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, God bless you. I love you, but Jesus loves you so much more. Have a great day.